All right, as far as skin goes, inspect and palpate hair and nails. Look for color, texture, distribution, and lesions. What's it called when a woman has male hair, like on their face? What do we call that? Hairy is not really the word. It's hirsutism. H-I-R-S-U-T-I-S-M. And a person who has that is called a hirsute. Replace the I-S-M with an E. Very common in women who have polycystic ovary disease. It's a disease where the ovaries become polycystic. All right, what's it called when a person starts going bald? What's it called? What's the loss or thinning of hair called? It's called alopecia. Now, if it happens to start in the top back of the head and spread from there, we call that male pattern baldness. If it starts in the front and goes backwards, we call that receding hairline. Say again? You should be familiar with them. Yeah, you need to know what alopecia is, definitely. Now, alopecia is usually not all over the head. It's usually confined to one area. Or, in the case of cancer, people with cancer, it could be their entire head. Causes of alopecia include infections, trauma, burns, and stress. Now, there's a really fun word. You don't have to know it, but I like to say it because it's just fun. For hair loss caused by twisting hair. You know, some girls, just as a nervous habit, do this, and they actually start to literally tear hair out of their head from doing that, and it's called trichotillomania. Yeah. You don't have to remember it, but it's fun. You can impress Dr. Campbell, the psych professor, by remembering that when you get to psych. All right, nails. Shape and contour, consistency, color, and capillary refill. So, what I want you to do is I want you to look at your fingernail for a moment. Look at it from the side, like this. Does it scoop down, or does it go kind of straight or slightly curved upwards? So, slightly curved upwards. That is the normal contour of a nail. If it scoops downwards, we call that spoonbill. And it can be a sign of other diseases. Now, in a minute, go like this, and you see little sliver of light between your two nails. All right, that's normal. Now, in a person who has trouble with breathing, like COPD, what will happen sometimes is that little space goes away because the nails actually get to pushed outwards. That's called clubbing of nails. Clubbing. Yeah, spoonbill is usually associated with nutritional deficits. What? Clubbing? Yeah. So clubbing is when you lose that space, the angle of the nail changes. It pushes outwards. Spoonbill is when the nail scoops inwards. All right, now, capillary refill. Take a look at your finger. Clamp down, press on it, let go. What do you see happen? The nail was slightly more pale, and then the color returned. If the color returns within 2 seconds, that is considered normal. If it takes 3 seconds or longer, that is considered abnormal.
Does it affect you when you're cold?
Possibly, but maybe you just have circulation problems. All right. These page numbers are wrong. That's from the old book. Sorry about that. You do need to know primary lesions, secondary lesions, vascular lesions, and the different shapes and configurations in the book. I don't know the exact page numbers offhand. I'll look them up and email them to you for the weekend. But we'll go over some of those, some of the big ones that you need to know. Some other things, well, we already talked about psoriasis. Tinea. Tinea is a generic word meaning fungal infection. The name of the tinea will change depending on the location. So where do you think tinea capitis is? In the hair, on the top of the head, so where you would wear a cap. Tinea corporis. Say again?
Body.
On the body. So think of it this way. How many of you know, how many of you have ever heard of Corpus Christi? Mm-hmm. City in Texas, right? It literally means body of Christ. Corpus is body. So this would be on your body. Then we have tinea cruris. That's jock itch. So in the perineal area, in the groin, we have pedis or pedis, which is on the foot. Then there's a very special one, which is called versicolor. Versicolor is different. It's caused by a different kind of fungus. And have you ever seen someone at the beach where they've got this kind of like weird circular shaped patterns on their back where they're not tanned quite the same? No, yes, no, no, a couple of you. Well, that's tinea versicolor. It's a fungus that prevents normal tanning. So you have to kill the fungus, then you have to go back out in the sun and even out the tan. So but that's a different one. These other tineas are all caused by the same things, but just put in different locations. Which one do you think is the hardest one to get rid of? Capitis, because you got hair in the way. So you have three choices. You can chop off the hair and then treat it with topical solutions. You can use shampoos, or you can take something by mouth. Which one do you think is the easiest to get rid of? Feet is actually difficult. Corporis is actually the easiest one to get rid of. Why do you think pedis is hard to get rid of? Because you got shoes on and socks. You're making a nice, warm, moist environment that's dark. Sounds perfect for mold and fungus, right? Then on top of that, we have less blood flow to the feet, so you have less immune action going on there. Same problem with curis. You know, we almost always keep that area covered in this society, except on South Beach. So, again, dark, warm, moist place. We live in Florida. We sweat. Can't help it. Sorry. All right. We talked about everything here except for this one, onycholysis. Okay, now, onycho stands for nail. Ungul is the Latin for nail, and onycho is Greek for nail. Now, what's lysis? Breaking. So, what do you think onycholysis is? Breaking of the nail. In particular, it's loss of the nail. So, some of you said you've lost a nail in the past, you had onycholysis. Now, there's another onycho that you might hear occasionally, and that's onychomycosis. The word mycosis means fungal infection. So onychomycosis is fungus nail. What does a fungus nail look like? Gross. Big. It's usually thickened and yellowed.
How do you get it?
You just do. For whatever reason, your body isn't able to fight off the fungus well enough. But instead of infecting your skin, it infects the nails. Notoriously difficult to treat because what is the primary characteristic of nails? They're keratin, which is waterproofed. And in addition to that, there's really not much blood vessels on the upper layer, and there's none on the upper layer, so it's really hard to treat that. So typically it takes, you know, up to 12 weeks to treat a nail infection. You basically have to treat it long enough for the entire nail to grow out normal, and then eventually you cut off all the nasty stuff. All right, that is it for the actual lecture. We're going to show you some fun pictures now. Love pictures. Say again? That's when a woman has facial hair.